to Finance. And the International Monetary Fund has trimmed its projections for global economic growth. It's cut its forecast to 3.3% this year and 4% next year.
Now, the IMF blames a more subdued outlook for the United States and Europe.
Emerging market and developing economies are still going strong. But in advanced economies, there appears to be a growing bifurcation between the United States on the one hand and the euro area on the other. Recent good news about the US has come with renewed worries about the euro area. Given the strong interconnections between countries, an uneven recovery is also a dangerous one.
Well, look at the markets for you now. The Dow closed down 1% higher. The Nasdaq and the S&P 500 were also up strongly. In London overnight, the FTSE lost about 0.5%. Looking at commodity prices, West Texas crude's trading at $89 a barrel. Tapis is at $104 a barrel. Gold is worth $1,368 an ounce. The Australian dollar is buying 104 US cents, 79 euro cents and 68 pence sterling.